Hi everyone, welcome to this new episode of the Africa Evidence Network podcast. So today I'm joined with three very inspirational women. So we have Penka, we have Gloria, and we have Andile, who are from the Africa Evidence Youth League, and they're going to tell us a bit more about it in a few minutes. But before we start, let's have a quick icebreaker. So my question for you ladies, if I could grant you one wish in your life, which one would it be for you? Let's start with you, Penka.
I would say it's to be the best poet ever. The best African poet ever.
Okay. You know that when you tell me this, you're going to give us a quick taste of your poetry at some point. Huh?
Exactly.
Oh, no, not this time. Another time, please.
Perfect. Gloria, your turn.
One wish would be to just become more impactful, you know, to my community. I wish to do more. That's what I'm feeling right now. Yeah.
So I wish I could fly.
I believe I can fly.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I think my wish would be to be able to fly so I don't have to drive, and save a lot of money on petrol.
That's a very, very good wish. I mean, while you have the microphone in hands, do you want to tell us a few words, actually, about what the Africa Evidence Youth League is, what you guys do, and your activities, your actions?
Thank you for that. So the Africa Evidence Youth League is a network of about 45 young people from 15 different countries in Africa. And we are set up really to amplify the voices of emerging leaders within the evidence-informed decision-making space. So we are trying to give young people the space, the networks, the capacities that they need to be sort of future leaders of the evidence-informed decision space.
Wonderful. And what does it mean for you to be part of this community of young leaders, both in your professional life and your personal life? Maybe Penka and Gloria, you want to start with this question?
Yeah, you go. It's fine.
Well, for me, the Evidence Youth League came in after I became an Africa Evidence Network member. And when I joined the network, the Youth League was in there, and I could feel the gap. I could feel the gap because I found myself being in a community. I don't wanna say it wasn't youthful, but I felt like this network is more serious. You know what I mean? Every time when we hear about evidence, people think of research, people think of doctors, professors, we think of publications. But evidence is very, I would say, simple than it sounds. It's simple than it looks. It's simple than it has been portrayed over so many years. So when the Evidence Youth League was formed and introduced, I was like, wow. Now I belong in this space because I could feel, you know, the youth energy, the drive of young people wants to use evidence in decision making, you know, the drive of innovation. You know, for so many years, when we hear about data, people think of research. But have you seen what the eBay's team did today? The storytelling, the dancing and all that. To me, that was a research paper. Yeah. So the Youth League, to me, it's the youthful ecosystem of young innovators who use evidence in decision making, and it makes life so easy. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so same as Gloria, I think I joined the evidence space when we didn't have the African Evidence Youth League. And I remember I was nominated by Ruth under the evidence brokery. And I was like, no, I can compete with these people. These are big people who've been in the space for years. And honestly, I couldn't. So I was very, very happy when when I was integrated in the African Evidence Youth League board. What was outstanding was the fact that it wasn't just a network like all the others that maybe after a project is dead, but you can see that it's growing and expanding. And also we had the African Evidence Youth League project that gave us the capacity to be able to impact in our different communities. So that was something that was really inspiring for me. And yeah, it's really amazing to be part of the African Evidence Youth League, because then you get to make your voice count, and also you get to have people who help you grow in the space. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You were talking about energy, you were talking about vibe, about storytelling, about being part of a community. Do you think there is something in youth, the youth of the African Evidence Youth League, that most senior don't have? What does the youth in Youth League brings? Maybe Andile and Gloria, you want to start?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, we are innovative in how we approach EADM. We are not the typical, we don't follow the typical process of doing EIDM. For example, I tried to start a TikTok page for the African Evidence Network. That is not something that I feel the older sort of generation of EIDM leaders could do. So I think that is sort of the energy that we bring to the space. And also a different lens of looking at things is sort of what is useful about the Youth League. What do you think, Gloria?
Actually, you have said it all, but the fact that the youth of 21st century is the digital youth, and that makes our, like, the way we look at evidence-informed decision-making, the way we look at the evidence ecosystem is so different. We had the mentorship program, and I was one of the mentee, and I can testify, my mentor was youthful, you know, and I could tell the way the mentorship program was going on. It was different than what I expected. It was different than what I anticipated in the beginning. You know, we normally have this understanding of mentorship programs, especially in the evidence ecosystem, that it will be more of presenting papers, more of all these, you know, assignments and all that. But it was, I don't have the right words to say, but it made me become more innovative. It made me to, you know, do a lot of strategical changes in the work that I do. And I don't know, everybody should be part of this. Yeah.
That's very, very inspiring. And actually, you were just talking about the mentorship program. The Youth League is actually very young, because it has been running for a year now. But already in a year, you have been doing a lot of things, a lot of activities. Is there any that stood out that you remember and that you feel is something that you need to continue doing? Maybe Penka and Andile, you want to tell us a bit more about this?
Okay. Of course.
Yeah, sure. One thing that actually stood out for me was the expansion program that we had. Let me say why. So, you know, for example, I'm a Cameroonian, and in our institution, academic institution, we do not even know what AIDM is all about. So that was something that was really fascinating. I was able to have a workshop with close to 25 university students, and I think just 4 of them knew about AIDM, and these were students who were in the most luxurious health institution in Cameroon. So we know that AIDM originates from health, and that's to say, what more of people who are in different sectors? So it was really amazing that through the African Evidence Youth League, some other academic researchers were able to understand what AIDM is all about and integrate that into their academic, well, maybe not integrate, but they now know that it's something they can consider in their academic research, and also look forward to it as a career path. So yeah, that's something that actually stood out for me.
I would definitely agree with that. I think the projects that were aimed at raising awareness of EIDM as a career path for young people was really great. But maybe to add on that, but also the mentorship that you touched on as well, but to add on that is the manifesto. So the manifesto is one of the first things that we worked on. And I think it's quite amazing that sort of how the Youth League was formed is that we took people from different organizations, different backgrounds, different sectors, different everything, policymakers, teachers, researchers, MNE specialists, for us to be able to come together and stand for one vision and put that, articulate that in that document. I think that is one of the very sort of those activities that brought all of us together, and I think it remains key for me.
That's very, very interesting to see all the activities that you guys have already been doing in just 1 year. And I think 1 year is also a good opportunity to to learn lessons and to reflect on what worked well, what didn't work so well. And so maybe my next question will be this. In this first year, what do you remember as something that worked well and something that you want to improve in the future of the Youth League? Gloria, let's start with you.
What went well? Well, I'll go back to the mentorship program. For me, the mentorship program went so well. Because I would say since the Africa Evidence Youth League, the main focus is to amplify the voices of emerging leaders in the evidence ecosystem. I can tell I'm a testament of that. I feel like the work that I do back in Tanzania through the mentorship program, which helped me to, you know, re-strategizing about my organization, I was able to come up with the 5-year strategic plan. In the beginning, I was not expecting it will turn out that way, but right now, if you go through the strategic plan of my organization, you would find the evidence, like the evidence concept, you would be able to directly tell, like, this organization is working, but the work is centered at the usage of evidence. And before, it wasn't like that. Of course, it was something I would preach, I would speak of, but it wasn't that way. So I feel like what has been done best in the past 1 year is our voices have been amplified in a different way. What could be improved? I would say what could be improved is the sustainability of what has already been built. 1 year is also too short to speak much on a project. So I would say the improvement should now focus much on the sustainability and aiming at seeing more impact out of the group, the current cohort, but also amplifying it to other young people out there, because we are too many. Yeah. Thank you.
Andile, what worked? What didn't?
So for me, it was the in-person launch. I think that stands out as one of those very nice things that we were able to do. So I think that worked very well. Like, to an extent that youth leaguers know each other and they have relationships outside me being as the coordinator of the youth league, because they met initially when we launched the youth league. But then what we can do sort of going forward is what sort of Gloria has touched on: one, sustainability, but two, expanding the youth league. I think 45 is very small. As the coordinator of the youth league, I get all the requests and I have to say no every time. Oh, not for now, not for now, not for now. But there is clearly a need for such networks, and it would be nice if we could expand it to include other young people as well.
And so what's next? What's next? It's just 1 year. 1 year is not enough. We need more of you guys, more of your activities. So what is coming next for the youth league?
I don't think I'm in the right position to answer that question, maybe, Andile. Yeah, but what I can think of as what next is that we already have a strong network. Yeah, the fact that we young people in the African Evidence Youth League, we are able to collaborate, just as Andile mentioned, out of, you know, the network that brought us together is already a huge thing. Just today we're discussing with Elise, and there was another Youth League member asking, how do we go about publication? And I think this is what next, right? Building on those partnerships that we already established and seeing how we can together build our capacity and, yeah, enhance the network in our own different communities.
I was about to say that, what do you mean you don't know what's next? Because you are planning to publish a paper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my bad.
She knows what's coming next.
What's next? I would say, again, the Africa Evidence Youth League participation, it's in form of cohorts. So once you have graduated in a cohort, it's not like you're out of the ecosystem. There is Africa Evidence Network, which is now, I don't want to call it the older version,
but the mother.
It's the mother of the evidence network ecosystem, whereby now you're transiting into a bigger network where now it's intergenerational. You'll find like like you know, like the old, the middle, and the young, all together, working to improve and foster collaborations and connections in the evidence ecosystem, which I think it's one of those, again, spaces that makes you grow further and stretch, because now you are engaging with members in the ecosystem who have more experiences than you, who are more aged than you, who knows more than you. So again, it's more of in a space where you're being mentored naturally. Yeah. So I would say that is what is next for every youth leaguer.
And I would say that what is next is that you can't stop this fire. The fire that was started in Uganda in 2023, September, cannot be stopped. So I think we will continue meeting monthly online. So we are an online community of practice after all, but I hope that we will be able to get another in-person meeting. Right? So yeah, but we will, no one can stop this fire.
One last question for me, if you allow. So I feel very privileged today to have three young African leaders joining me for this podcast, but I also have three young African women joining me for this podcast. And we know the number of barriers that women face in the research sector. And so maybe as a last question, what would you say to those young female researchers in Africa to inspire them to join the Youth League or to work in this sector? What would you say?
First, I'll start by saying, even though I will speak for my context, Cameroon, gender is a thing. You know, there is still that issue where women can easily feel discouraged to chase their dream. And I would say you just really have to fight. I think that's the thing with life, right? Life as a whole is all about fighting. But specifically for my context, I will say you have to be brave, because it's still a thing. I came to South Africa and I realized that they have a lot of laws and they actually enforce them. But that's not the thing in Cameroon. So gender-based violence, even, I will say, or even you know, having a job or maybe joining a space, and all of those things still persist, you know. So you just have to be brave enough to know what you're fighting for and just go for it.
Well, I would say gender stereotypes everywhere, in every sector, not only the evidence ecosystem. What I would suggest and advise any young woman, any girl out there, is that know what you want and go for it. Know what you want and go for it. Doesn't matter the obstacles, doesn't matter the blockages you'll find out there. But once you know what you want and you go for it, automatically there will be a force that will push you, and whatsoever opposition you find along the way, because challenges are there and you'll find them. I have seen them. But then what will keep you moving is the determination and the focus. This is my target and I'm going for it and I'll get it. And as women, we have that. As women, we have that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would be hopeful and say there's space for you here. I think we are living proof that there's absolutely space for you here. I think I've seen our industry really make make sure that systems are in place to ensure that people like us have space. So there's a space for you, this side.
That sounds like a perfect motto to close this session. There is space for you here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Penka. Thank you, Gloria. Thank you, Andile, for joining us in the AN podcast and sharing this first year of experience. And we hope to host you for more sessions of the AN podcast. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.